From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other group of seven foreign ministers are in Hiroshima, Japan for talks. They visited a World War II peace memorial today. The U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, which led to the end of the war in 1945. On day one of their talks, the ministers dealt with many issues, including North Korea's threat to the region and the world. We asked Ritsumeikan Asia-Pacific University scholar Yorichiro Sata what Japan wants of the U.S. in dealing with North Korea.
Japan collectively with the United States supported the new U.N. sanctions, which tightens containment of North Korean effort to develop nuclear weapons. So Japan wants U.S. to take tough measures against North Korea.
Sato also noted that China's interest in the South China Sea was a big part of Sunday's discussions among the G7 foreign ministers. The U.N.'s envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ul Sheikh Ahmed, welcomed today what just began a cessation of hostilities. The truce is between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. They are pledging to support the ceasefire. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. A three-day referendum for Sudan's Darfur region begins today despite concerns from the U.S. that it could not be credible and would also undermine the current peace process. The vote will determine whether the region will keep its five states or reunite in one entity. An estimated 3 million people still displaced from the Darfur conflict. This is VOA News. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, parts of which now lie in ruins, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012, with rebel groups in some areas while other locales are still under government control. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Sunday said at least 35 people were killed in fighting on several fronts south of Aleppo. United Nations says at least 250,000 people have been killed since the Syrian conflict erupted in March of 2011. Ukraine's embattled Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Sunday he is resigning, opening the way for a new government to be formed in an effort to end Kyiv's political crisis.
Я прийняв рішення скласти повноваження.
Yatsenyuk said in a televised speech he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine a chance to adopt new electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms and to join the European Union and NATO. Early elections could be called if Ukraine lawmakers fail to unite behind the new prime minister, but President Petro Poroshenko has sought to avoid new voting for fear of further destabilizing the country. The next U.S. presidential primary is in the state of New York. It'll be next week, where Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton served as senator. Her opponent, Bernie Sanders, was born, and Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump is from. Republicans Ted Cruz and John Kasich also are on the New York ballot. We get more now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders won big last week in Wisconsin, but face tough odds next week in New York, Donald Trump's home state.
It's great to be home. This is home.
And the state Hillary Clinton once represented as a senator.
Whoa! Hello, Sunset Park! Hello, Brooklyn!
With time dwindling to overtake the frontrunners in the delegate count, challengers are waging battles of perception. Sanders insists he retains a path to the nomination.
If we can win here, it absolutely opens the door to a path toward victory to the White House.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And Danny Willett is the second man, that is, from England to win the Masters golf tournament here in the U.S. Willett was one of only two players who managed a bogey-free round on the final day on Sunday. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.